Pope Francis had offered a first public sign of just how weak he is on Thursday by recording an audio message that was broadcast to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, who gathered for the nightly recitation of the Rosary Prayer. Local resident Esther Conversano describes how it felt to hear the voice of the Pope for the first time since the illness struck. Very moving, she says. It's a tired voice, but in its own effort, it still transmits his hope to us. And the truth also of his suffering. While Vatican employee Alexandra De Caro tells the AP it was heartwarming. Why? For two reasons. First, because it had been so many days since we'd heard from him. We'd not seen him, so it was nice to hear him because of this. In short, we remembered him during his last audience, and then later he had sort of disappeared. I'm Charles de Ledesma.